So this is huge. This is big. Anyway, I need to run to the bathroom, but I wanted to get this going.
Do I need to entertain the guests?
No, you can talk every now and then if you want.
The world. What a terrifying place.
Ben is probably the only person that's ever going to hear this audio.
Wrong.
Regulating drones under the First and Fourth Amendments. William and Mary Law Review. I don't know why someone... Oh my god, this print is huge. This book is supposed to look thick, but it has the most gigantic font ever. This is such a Gaylord book to be reading. But it also isn't like the New York Times bestseller list a complete scam. Like the New York Times doesn't notice that they're actually bestsellers. They just say that it is a bestseller and that it sells more copies. What is the decision-making process behind becoming a bestseller? There's this book here called Eating Animals, Jonathan Safran Foer, and it has no description about it, just reviews. See, this book called Journalism's Roving Eye, A History of American Foreign Reporting, also mainly has reviews on the back and some actual information on the book, but also stuff on the author. And it's also paperback instead of hardback. Fake potted plant in the middle of the table. What is going on?
And you will find they exist behind every corner. If endless fears of evil beasts and the wickedness of reality torments your restless spirit, confront it. Take a seat and settle in. You've made it just in time for the Goblin Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Goblin Hour. As always, it's me, Goblin Hour Ben. And today, joining me, I have one of the original Goblin Hour Season 1 guests returning. I believe the first returning guest from Season 1 and nearly the oldest guest. Introduce yourself. Yeah, you're second old. You're episode 2, dude.
Oh, oldest as far as episodes.
Yeah. You're an infant.
Age-wise, very young. Yeah. Yes.
You're one of the youngest people I know. You're like 15.
Let's not go there.
No, it's crazy that you can drink now. Anyway, guess who it is? Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Aiden.
He's back.
Glad to see you again.
They're so excited.
Going wild.
But, dude, here's the topic. So, guess, what do you think the topic is?
So, last time we talked about the Jersey Devil. Go back and listen to that episode.
Great episode. There's a cannonball debate. There's sports debates. You guys will love it.
Love me some sports. I think we're probably going to be talking about the Hydra.
No, you're lying. What did you see?
What do you mean?
He came in. He saw me researching. Tell me what you really think it is.
Oh, I definitely peered over his shoulder. It's the, I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Shug Monkey? Shug?
Wrong.
Guess what? I looked up something else because you saw it.
Damn, you really pivoted fast.
I did. But the Shug Monkey, be on the lookout for that. It was a crazy creature. It'll probably be in a future episode because there wasn't a lot of information on it, so I'm kind of glad you saw it. Made it a little easier. Today's topic is the Owl Man.
Ooh.
Motherfucker.
It's all right.
They're excited.
Crowd loves us.
But yeah, it's the Owl Man. It's a Cornish thing.
Cornish?
Yeah, from the corns.
Where's the corns?
I don't know. I don't know locations. Let me fix this mic
real
quick, fans. They don't
teach you geography.
No, not with this. Not with Goblin Hour classes.
No.
But dude, can you believe that? The Owl Man.
The Owl Man from Cornish people. I'm kind of excited, you know?
Have you ever heard of this creature?
No, I have not. I have an image in my mind, but it's definitely not going to be what you show me.
You'll be looking at some pictures here in a little bit. Don't you worry. All right, you ready?
Go ahead, me.
In Cornish folklore, the Owl Man, sometimes referred to as the Cornish Owl Man or the Owl Man of Monon, is an owl-like humanoid creature said to have been seen in 1976 in the village of Monan, Cornwall, UK. Reported sightings of it flying above the church tower have led some to believe the creature may have been a barn owl, a species that commonly nests in such places. Why are they starting the fucking first one with it's not real? That's not good.
I don't know. The thing that's crazy to me is, so we figured out that Cornish is from Cornwall, UK. This was 1976.
And yeah, it's pretty recent.
People were believing in spirits.
This isn't a spirit. This is a monster.
Oh, okay.
This is the Owl Man.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Okay. History. The story originated when... The story originated when Tony Doc Shields, who had been involved in a series of monster-raising exploits in 1976, claimed to have investigated a report of two young girls on holiday in Monon, who saw a large winged creature hovering above the tower of St. Monan in St. Stephen's Church, Monan, on 17th April 1976. Also, I'm going to keep mispronouncing Monan, Monon. I'm going to go back and forth because this is not a real word. I need to quit fucking bumping this thing.
The UK is not a real place. Like
it's
Canada.
Not. They just say a bunch of fucking gibberish and they're like, this is our language. Yeah, uh-huh. Right. Okay. According to most versions of the story, the girls identified as June and Vicky Melling were so frightened by the sight of a large feathered birdman that their father, Don, immediately cut short their family holiday after hearing their tale. According to Shields, one of the girls provided him with a drawing of the creature, which he dubbed Owlman.
So this Shields guy is just the resident monster hunter
yes.
in the 1970s UK?
Yeah.
And so he's going off this child's drawing?
He's protecting his village.
I guess so. Good for him.
The story was subsequently related in a pamphlet entitled Morgar, the Monster of Falmouth Bay by Anthony Monon Peller, which circulated throughout Cornwall in 1976. According to Shields, Owlman was reported again on the 3rd of July by two 14-year-old girls identified as Sally Chapman and Barbara Perry, who were aware of the Owlman tale. According to the story, the two girls were camping when they were confronted by a big owl with pointed ears as big as a man, with glowing eyes and black pincer-like claws. Sporadic claims of Owlman sightings in the vicinity of the church circulated in 1978, 1979, 1989, and 1995. And according to legend, a loud owl-like sound could be heard at night in the Mullion Churchyard during the year 2000.
That's crazy. This story is like the same age as you.
Whoa. Yeah, that one is, yeah. Could be heard at night in the year 2000.
Sounds kind of freaky. I won't lie to you. I mean, owls are very cool.
Yeah.
But to see one that's... For the audience out there, I'm 6'3", so...
Yeah.
I'm pretty cool.
You're 6'8". You're 6'11".
Seeing anything as tall as me would be frightening.
That's not another guy.
I mean, some guys are frightening, too. But seeing Owlman at 6'3", probably twice as wide as I am, wingspan four times as wide as mine.
Yeah, do you think you could win?
No. I feel like Bro just throws his wings out to the sides and then just gives me a bear hug and I evaporate into nothingness.
Dang, okay. You're not even trying?
I don't think I have a chance. That's the difference.
Okay. Well, that's not brave, but whatever. Next, we've got the explanation. This is kind of boring that we're already getting an explanation, but whatever. According to author Joe Nickel, church towers are common nesting places for barn owls, which were likely the source of sightings. And TV identifies the sighting of a Eurasian eagle owl as likely the source of legend. Well, the story and suggests that the whole thing may have been a hoax by Shields. Whatever. I don't know what the fuck
I think this
about.
Wikipedia page is a little too quick to dismiss.
This is a little biased on the fucking owl man.
Yeah, they're haters.
Doc Shields reported signs that no one else wrote letters of what they had seen in newspapers and popular culture. Okay, here it is. In popular culture, in 2009, the episode Death Raptor focused on the owl man of the Animal Planet TV series Lost Tapes. The Owl Man Feeds at Midnight is an episode... is an episode in season one of the children's TV show, The Secret Saturdays. The plot of the episode involves a town terrorized by an owl man. Okay, remember that show? The 2012 play, Horse Piss for Blood, written by Carl Gross, features the owl man as a key plot point. The owl man is depicted in the 2013 Scottish independent horror film, Lord of Tears. In this film, the owl man represents the Semitic god Moloch. Okay.
It's kind of cool he's getting a lot of representation. Well, quote unquote, lot of representation.
Yeah, four things. And one of them is called Horse Piss for Blood.
Well, and his name was Gross, the author. Or
Carl
playwright,
Gross,
technically.
Yeah. What a freak. I'm not a fan of that guy. All right, Carl Gross. Thank you for adding that. So, the Owl Man. So far, the Wikipedia page is a little barren, I'm not going to lie.
It is only one page. I will say the first episode had a lot more documentation on the Wikipedia alone.
Yeah. So that is a little, you know,
unfortunate.
It's a little lame, but what can you do? Shout out to Wikipedia. Next, we've got the Owlman from Cryptid Wiki. This one is always a little more reliable, so I think we should probably come back to it. Next, we have Beware the Owlman, the Feathered Fiend of Cornwall by Emmeline Boyle. And this is from a website called Illumination, published in Illumination, rather. People behind the Minions films published this.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's a coincidence.
You think it's the next villain?
Yeah, the Owlman? That's who Gru's going to fight in Gru 4?
Yeah,
Oh, you didn't see that.
I got spoiled for a second there.
He saw the scary image. I'll let you describe it in a second. All right, are you ready?
Hit me.
Something odd haunted the seaside village of Monon, Cornwall in 1976 and 1978. Two teenage girls had burst into the local police station and reported a winged monster at the local churchyard. After the girls had spied something strange hovering in nearby trees, the thing had then suddenly shot upward and vanished, to make both teenagers flee screaming. The girls would also draw what they had seen, and while crude, their art depicted something far more sinister than a mere bird. A creature, resembling a huge humanoid owl with glowing eyes, a wide mouth, and pincer-like claws. Its feathers were said to be either grayish or white in color. Any thoughts?
It sounds like an owl, man.
Whoa, they should call it that. Good idea. But you're allowed to interrupt me, too. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, but okay. You're just putting on your epic reading voice, and I don't want to interrupt.
You can go, wait, that don't make no sense. How could a man fly with that?
I mean, Icarus fell, right?
Ooh.
Thank you. Good reference, I know.
All right. Word soon spread of the encounter, and the creature was quickly dubbed Owlman. In terms of its appearance and possibly playing on the Mothman of West Virginia, that
Go
cryptid's
watch that episode.
Own. We didn't. That's not an episode.
It's not an episode yet?
We mentioned it in Jersey Devil.
Okay, I knew we had mentioned it, but yeah. I thought you would have.
Yeah, who knows? It might be coming out. I think Mothman is something so many people already know about, and they're pretty familiar
with
it.
I've never heard of Mothman.
Are you serious?
Legitimately never heard of Mothman.
Oh, I gotta do the Mothman episode for you. Okay.
With me or for me?
For you.
Okay.
Yeah, you can listen to it. You're the Owlman episode. It'd be too similar.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So, Owlman, that cryptid's own name having been inspired by the Batman TV show. The Owlman was seen again by two more girls who were camping near the church. This time, the creature had apparently made a ghastly hissing sound before vanishing up into the trees again. The Owlman was seen again the next morning, now lurking in trees by a nearby cliff. The monster again vanished upwards and being noticed by the witnesses, yet more girls.
Are they...
After
okay.
being noticed by the
so
witnesses.
So he's only being noticed by pairs of teenage girls.
Yep.
That sounds strange.
Yeah,
but they're also all in forests, right? Thus far, seemingly?
I think
from
so,
my
yeah.
interpretation?
Apparently he's near woods.
So... Are they just taking drugs and seeing actual owls and then tripping and then gaslighting themselves into thinking? I don't know. Just a theory.
I don't think so. I think it's something more sinister than that.
Oh, yeah.
Something more evil afoot.
I was a skeptic the first time through. Let the record show.
But now, you're convinced.
After I went and saw the Jersey Devil with our host in New Jersey, it was crazy. I have to be a believer.
Yeah, that's why you're missing your arm.
I would clap right now, but I can't.
Yeah, he cannot clap. Very sad. All right, no spoilers. The Owlman was not seen again until June 1978, when a lone girl saw something like a devil vanish up into the trees by the church.
She's the Jersey Devil. It's all coming back.
They're related. I didn't even mean to pick this.
They're cousins.
In August, not one, not two, but three girls, in French to boot, saw the beast again. This time, it was watching them from a high tree branch before it yet again vanished upwards. The Owlman was never reported again after that. Next, so we finished that. That's pretty much the Owlman thing. Next, we have, there are three possible answers to the Owlman mystery. A, that the monster had just been a large, if regular, owl. These birds are known to nest in church towers, and perhaps this one had simply been defending its young from anyone unlucky enough to stray too close. All right. I've already covered the misidentifications between the Banshee legend and barn owls in another article, as well as a trip. What the fuck? I'm not reading your fucking plug, lady. I'm just stealing your research.
Have we had a Banshee episode?
No, but it's on the list.
I'm just trying to plug every episode of yours I can.
Yeah, no Banshee episode yet.
Oh, man. That makes me think of... Did you have to read... Was it Taming of the... It wasn't Taming of the Shrew. There were two books I had to read...
It's not
like
a real
junior,
book.
It is a real book.
Okay.
There's two books I had to read junior year of high school, and I didn't start reading until my senior year. Which is not great.
What the fuck? You had to...
I
you had an assignment
and
that kept going?
What do you mean?
Like, your assignment continued into, like, another year?
No. I don't know what you're confused about.
You said it was junior and you didn't start reading till your senior year.
Yes. So in freshman, sophomore, and junior years of high school, we were assigned books to read. And I did not read them.
You just didn't read it, but then you read it for fun your senior year?
No. I would spark notes and I would skim the chapter. And I would start a chapter and then not finish it.
Oh, yeah.
And then senior year, I would read the entire book. That was the difference.
But they said, hey, in junior year... Oh, so you never finished those books?
No.
Okay, I gotcha.
But
there was
some book, maybe it was the Turning of the... I don't know. I feel like it's called the Turning of the Screw. Basically, they moved to this shoreside home, but it's on a lake. And eventually, near the end, there's some figure on the water, and I think it flies towards the two little kids. If anyone in the audience knows what I'm talking about, please let me know, because otherwise I'm having a fever dream right now.
That sounds
scary. But I swear there was a banshee in that.
Yeah, I believe you. I'm sure there is.
That sounds read in high plausible.
School? Yeah, sometimes. It sort of depended. I read 1984.
Classic.
I read...
Didn't read it.
I think I read Catcher in the Rye.
I read parts of it.
I read... What's the one where...
Great Gatsby?
I did read that.
I didn't read that one. I also didn't watch the movie.
I half and halved Great Gatsby.
I started it, didn't finish it.
What the fuck was the...
I can say that for every book.
The book about where... Damn it, what is it? No, it's
Pretty Women.
It's similar to no. Let me describe it. It's got the guy who's accused of raping someone.
Yes, that's
not The Catcher in the Rye. It
has Atticus Finch.
It does, yeah.
And it's so my mind went. Oh, it's the Mocking.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
Mockingjay.
No, Mockingjay's Hunger Games.
I know it is.
Let me look it up.
Just search Atticus Finch.
What book is Atticus Finch from Xbox? Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, I was right there.
No, I know. You said Mockingbird, and I was like, yeah, that's definitely right. But then you said Mockingjay. I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't know which one it was.
Because talking about my girl Katniss.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Mystery solved. Audience.
They love some readers.
They do. All right. Owls seem larger in the dark. Appear to have glowing eyes when those light. Yeah, whatever. These are all just explanations. And then the other explanation is that the whole thing was an elaborate hoax, which we know about. We've heard this. Okay, here's the part that we give a shit about. Explanation C. That the Owlman really was some unexplained being. Excuse me.
Bruh.
That the Owlman really was some unexplained being. A mutant owl, an otherworldly visitor, an apparition, a prehistoric throwback that had somehow survived, a were-owl, an experiment gone wrong. Take your pick. Despite calling myself an open-minded skeptic, I have a lifelong fascination with cryptozoology and the weird in general. So a tiny part of me would love to think that the Owlman was the real deal. I'm in that boat.
Yeah.
I like the idea of were-owl. That's pretty cool.
But what makes something were? Just changes at
yeah,
night?
Yeah, I think boy, normal guy into monster for me.
But on full moon specifically or just
Whatever. There might be stipulations that are different, but...
So is Jekyll and Hyde situation a were-man?
No, because he goes from a guy to a guy. I guess you could call him a were-man.
But... I honestly, that's not something I've read. Something I am interested in reading, but...
He goes from a little... he's like the main inspiration for Huck.
Huck.
For Incredible Huck, yeah. The big green monster that can punch good.
I see. Yes.
But, yeah.
We were talking about books, and so when I was thinking Atticus
Finch, talking about
my
Huck
brain...
Finn.
Yeah, no, my brain went to Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, and so my brain was still on Huck Finn.
No, yeah, but that's... I mean, Jekyll and Hyde is pretty much Hulk. He goes from a little meek guy into scary guy.
Big angry man.
Big brat. He's not as, like... I think he can control himself a little bit.
Isn't Hyde a murderer? And it's a story, right?
Yeah. So. No, it's not a nonfiction tale.
I was going to say, was this real? Is this Jack the Ripper, and this was his autobiography?
That's how he got away with it. But, yeah, no. Anyway, we love literature on this episode. All right, so who really knows what happened back in 1976 and 1978? Though I personally think we're dealing with a mere owl that got misidentified through fright and possibly a little embellishment. Others have covered for the Owlman the whole book dedicated... Oh, check this out. There's a whole book dedicated to the subject by cryptozoologist Jonathan Downs. There was even a horror movie inspired by the creature made some years ago. And that's the end.
But they don't give any reference? They'll plug their Banshee article?
Okay,
but
to be fair, I kind of fucked up big time on the printing of this. So I'm not sure where that link would be. It might just be on, like, the inside page.
Did you follow the link?
Yeah, here it is. It's on. I found it.
Oh, you actually got the book.
What?
The
oh no,
book
this isn't
that she had linked.
No, this isn't it. This is something else.
Oh.
Yeah, this is by Adam Benedict. The rest of her thing is just on the inside here.
Oh yeah, that is strange.
Yeah, this I printed it like a psycho. Whether real or hoax or imagined, the Owlman still makes for an entertaining spooky story. Don't we all have a pleasant scare? So maybe it's best to avoid your local cheer chart as the evenings now grow longer, for you may encounter something frightfully feathered there.
You know, I'm pretty sure in England as well, they have graveyards off
no,
the
don't.
Church.
They don't have graveyards in England? What are you talking
no
about?
No graveyards at all.
They don't bury their dead, they eat them, those freaks. I hate the British.
That's why we don't like their food and make fun of them for it.
Amen, brother!
Audience has been going crazy for us today.
They love it. They agree. But, yeah, no.
Get me one of the... I need to describe this for the audience. They still have no visual indication.
Oh, yeah. Audience. I hope you don't have an image you're really passionate about in your head.
I'm all about right. to completely disprove that.
That's just an owl there. You can just look at it while I find you the image. This is the child's drawing, I believe. No, this is the art by the author, apparently. This is something that fucking... Emmeline drew. Emmy Boyle. All right.
From Medium article we just read?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll swap you. Okay. This is silly.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I mean,
okay.
It's a fun sketch.
I don't know what
it's
it was.
Scary,
I think as a child, I'll be honest, I think I had, and I still don't really know if this is true, I think I had a fear of where the wild things are.
It looks like that. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Isn't it? I don't know if it's. If it was the book that scared me, I think it was the movie. The movie was very freaky.
Oh, they're both scary.
I don't exactly remember the book, but
the book is what I remember more. I don't think I saw the movie.
I think I saw it was the movie in theaters, and so I was very immersed as a little kid.
No,
it
that
was
movie's
very dark.
Like, it's really dark. You're in a theater. There are these big fucking monsters, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you. Is his name James?
I don't know.
I'm gonna fucking kill you, James. And they run at him.
Yeah. So imagine where the wild things are. And an owl, except, oh, actually, you know what this also reminds me of?
Mm.
Because it has a paper-like texture to it in the image.
The beast?
Yes.
Okay.
Similar to where the wild things are.
It almost looks paper mache.
It reminds me of Vulture from Across the Spider-Verse.
Great film. Check it out, fans.
It's way better than the first one.
I disagree, but that's neither here nor there.
So we basically have a man... In a man shape.
Yeah.
Got a bigger belly.
Where the wild things are, horned head.
Yeah, kind of some hooved looking feet in this
evil
picture.
Toothy grin.
And then bro has a droopy nose.
I believe glowing eyes too.
Yes, I was going to say whiter than the sun. Or me in the sun. And then we also... Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
I love it.
I really need a lot of sunscreen. And then the ears are similar to a Batman cowl.
Yeah.
And you can't really see teeth in this, but I imagine they're very jagged and pointy and spiky.
And that's all we got.
There's your description, audience.
What the fuck is this? Stewie? You there? Okay. There's that. So now we've only got $12. What the fuck?
Dollars?
We've only got $12 to our name. Please.
Guys,
Venmo
we need
me money.
Help.
If you want Goblin Hour to keep going, Venmo me as much money as you can. Take your parents' credit card. I need it. I want to talk about the gunk monkey and the fucking...
Banshee.
And the Banshee.
And the Mothman.
And the Mothman. I need to talk about these things. How else will I survive?
OnlyFans.
Not doing that, unfortunately.
But no, you gotta just put the podcast on there.
Yeah, here's the podcast on OnlyFans.
That you can
the fans
get for
love
free
that.
On Spotify.
All right, get ready, guys. Here's the next article. This is from Cryptid Profile. The Owl Man. No, it's from the Pine Barrens Institute. And this is a Cryptid Profile. The Owl Man, a.k.a. the Cornish Owl Man or the Owl Man of Manan. Hey, by the way, it's M-A-W-N-A-N. So I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Manan. Yeah. Strange. Those weird Englishmen.
All right. And this has a good image that I'll show you. This is just like a cool picture. It's not supposed to be, but it's creepy.
Okay.
In April 1976, Don Melling and his family were out on a holiday from Lancaster, England. Their chosen destination for the Easter weekend was the somewhat small village of Monan, a civil parish in South Cornwall, England. The village was the perfect choice for a quiet holiday, as it was home to just over 1,300 residents. showcases famous Victorian gardens and allows tours of its notable historical churches. This quiet Easter getaway of 76 would go down in history as one of the Mellings' most memorable trips, but not because of the local flowers and architecture. No, this trip would be remembered because of a frightening monster known as the Owl Man.
Dun dun.
Bum bum bum. Yeah, the scary music's gone, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you don't have your intro on it.
It's not the intro.
But you had an intro.
Yeah, well, the intro is the thing I pre-record.
That's fair. That's true. But we did used to have music that was creepy.
Yeah, no, I would start it and it would go. It was like our intro for shooting, and now
yeah. The
closest thing we have is. All right, next. On April 17th, while spending the day at their holiday cottage, Don Milling's two young daughters, June, 12, and Vicky, 9, asked to go exploring in the woods. Not concerned with any dangers the area might possess, Don allowed his two children to go off alone.
Wild.
While out on their walk, the two girls came upon Monon Church, an old stone church with a cemetery on its grounds and a high tower at its end.
They do have cemeteries.
Feeling the need to play, the girls made their way to the church, but as they ventured closer, they caught sight of something unnatural flying in the air above the tower.
They needed to play, so they went towards the church.
Amen, bro. I'd be wanting to play all the time. And I'm
at
like,
the church.
Where's the local church?
That's the hangout spot for 9 and 12-year-old girls.
Yep,
and
me.
1976 and then.
And me at 23. But frightened beyond belief at what they were seeing, the girls turned around and ran as fast as they could back to their parents. When they arrived back within the safety of their father's arms, they explained to him what they saw.
Ooh.
Scary.
Spooky.
Yeah, I don't know. This has better storytelling, but I also kind of think it's unnecessary. Like, it's kind of repeated.
Ah.
Like a lot of what we had. Yeah. I'm going to skip forward a
little bit.
They're
all telling the same story.
Here.
I will say, this profile is very well done.
Yeah.
Thus far, the writing is good.
Yeah, it's making me inspired. Sightings would continue. I just skipped a lot of the recollections of the stories, yeah. By the way, for the audience. Sightings would continue on into the 1990s with one such notable one coming from a female tourist from Chicago. The young anonymous witness, who happened to be a student working at the Chicago Field Museum, claimed to see a large bird man with a white face, wide mouth, glowing eyes, and clawed wings in 1995. She described it as nothing less than a vision from hell. More sightings would take place in the 2000s, but they would become very few and far between, only one every few months and eventually just one a year. If that. Because of this, some say the Owlman is finally gone from Monon, but others think it is just waiting, biding its time until the moment is right to make itself known again.
Can I spread some English or British slander?
Sure. I hate those fucking guys.
She said she had a vision from hell, and in my mind, she just saw a normal British man.
She saw her fucking neighborhood.
Yeah, she just walked around and saw their jagged, weird teeth and...
Oh, there's a demon. Here's my fucking shitty house. I guess I'm in hell.
I mean, yeah, it's an American
oh,
woman.
No, you hurt yourself.
This table's way too low. Again, I'm tall.
Audience, give him some support. Are you gonna cry? What is that expression?
I really hurt my knee.
I'm sorry, dude.
The bottom of this road mic just...
Oh my god, your bone's out.
Guys, was it the Kevin Ware injury in middle school? You didn't play attention to sports.
Nope.
Yeah, never mind. If anyone knows Kevin Ware,
you can tell it.
Basketball heads, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Woo!
It always comes back to sports.
Yeah, we love sports. I bet there's a sports team called the Owl Men.
You know, the minor league baseball has some really interesting names.
Really?
There's just the Sugarland Space Cowboys or something similar to that. And
it's pretty good.
I think there's a pickle team
that
somewhere.
That sucks. That is not good. All right. Yeah, some people think it's nothing more than a hoax, but who gives a shit about them? They're haters. Monon the Jokester reporting, eventually the stories became so prevalent that the Owlman took on legend status, and the creature became real to all of those within the area. Wow.
Bro,
that's
took
so
legend
wholesome.
Status.
Legend stat. Bro, sounds like
he
me.
He gets into the club for free.
Hey, he gets into the club for free. Fuck yeah. All right. This next one is weird. It's like, it's 12 facts, but it printed like this. So there's like one fact per page. It's really stupid.
Oh, that's awesome. I bet you didn't. I hope you didn't have to pay per page.
I don't. You don't have to pay at the thing I use.
That is so nice.
Yeah, no. It's because they expect us to be printing scripts. And if you need multiple copies of a script, that's like multiple copies of a like 20 page document minimum a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So they kind of don't give a shit. anyway. Owlman Explained, 12 Facts About Owlman, the Cryptid in Cornwall. And this is from Thought Catalog. Fact 1. As the name suggests, Owlman is an owl-like creature who is considered the English equivalent of the Mothman, another famous cryptid.
Ah, English equivalent, okay.
He's definitely not, though. Like, based on what we've seen, the Owlman kind of does fuck all, whereas the Mothman has incredible powers and does incredible things.
Yeah, this is just sightings. We don't have any, you know, sheep dying and having giant claw marks.
We saw an Owlman, and it saw other people. It didn't do anything. It didn't predict a natural disaster. It didn't fight anyone.
There's no corn... What are they called?
There's no corn being eaten.
No, what? Not the corn being what? Eaten. What are the things that aliens did?
Oh, crop circles.
Crop circles,
there's
no
fucking crop circles.
Yeah. This thing did nothing other than grotesque.
People acknowledged it. They were like, oh shit, that's the owl man. And then that was the end of it. This is a dumbass cryptid.
I don't know why you picked it.
It does nothing. There was so much research. Why is there so much information on this fucking nothing burger of a monster?
It's the same one story four different times.
It really is. It's like this one guy saw it and it's like, oh, that's a cryptid. Sure. Fuck this. All right, whatever. Owl man is an owl that stands around 5 feet tall. So you're good.
Oh, bro, it's short as hell. I'm kicking him.
Yeah, me too. With pointed ears, red eyes, and pincer-like claws. Owlman is also known to have high ankles, large crab claws for feet. What the fuck?
Okay, I mentioned in that image, it looked like he had hooves.
That's
but
crazy.
Normally, you know, birds and owls have claws.
Normally they have talons like bird feet. They don't have crab claws.
Bird feet.
The fuck is this? All right.
Five feet, too.
Yeah, 5 feet tall. I kind of think I neg-diff him. I kind of think I can pretty easily defeat this guy.
Oh, he's 5 feet tall.
Because they're also not talking about if he has immunities or weaknesses. We don't even know if he has powers.
He has no
or
powers. He's just an owl.
He's an owl. Like, I feel like a regular-sized owl has a better chance of fighting me.
No, that's what I was going to say. Honestly, at this point, I would rather see a 5 foot tall owl than a 5 foot tall owl man.
This guy's probably slow and awkward. He can't stand well. Like, I feel like if it
lands... He's got crabs. Claws for feet.
If it gets on my level to fight it, I can tackle it and probably rip its beak off and make it eat its own beak.
As long as it's not coming at me with its feet, I'm fine.
Yeah. And also, it's crab claws. It's like a crab isn't dangerous. Like, you just grab it at the right angle.
They can hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, but you kind of have to, like, do it to yourself.
Well, I mean, if he's swooping in at me at 70 miles an hour, I don't have that much choice.
Yeah, but guess what? We're in the woods. I duck behind a tree. He smashes into it. I come around. I've got my club.
Why do you have a club?
I don't know. I could just throw my backpack at him or something.
That's just your wilderness instinct to always carry a club, not a gun.
Yeah. No, I take out my shotgun.
Yeah. That's a very Ben move right there.
Yeah, no, I would win. dude, fucking who'd win? Would you lose? Nah, yeah. I'd win.
The fight series right here.
All right.
Book you guys for UFC 3-4.
Wait, hold on. Let me do that again. Say, hey, if you fought Owlman, would you lose?
Hey, if you fought Owlman, would you lose?
Nah, I'd win.
Oh!
Little reference for the fans there. All right, Owlman has been cited multiple times.
Reference.
It's okay, you will later.
I appreciate it.
Owlman has been cited multiple times in Cornwall, England. The first sighting took place on April 17th, 1976, by two young girls who saw the creature hovering above a church tower. Yeah, we know
They're telling the story again.
Bad fact. On multiple other occasions, different girls reported seeing a strange glob of floating light over the old Mothman church, which was an orange-red color. Coincidentally, Owlman's eyes are slanted and glow with a bright red. Okay.
Hey, that's new information.
New detail.
It's just an orb of light now. That picture is funny.
It looks pretty cool. This is like the coolest picture of it we've found.
It kind of looks like a Scooby-Doo villain.
Yeah, I do love cryptids that look like Scooby-Doo villains.
I love Scooby-Doo villains in general. I was a
like
big
just
Scooby-Doo
kid. A humanoid monster. It's like a furry but scary.
Yeah, but even then, it's not normally scary. It's just unhuman.
Cryptozoology is just so fascinating. I mean, obviously, I like it. That's what the fucking Goblin Hour is about.
Yeah,
but I love weird little creatures, hypothetical creatures that could exist.
Yeah,
conceptual animals. Just interesting field of study.
And then when you start getting into the breeding of crossbreeding between cryptid zoology, it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Mothman and the Owlman.
Together, you know they have some powers.
Yeah.
You can buff Owlman if you give it a Mothman teammate.
Mothman has all dominant genes and you just get a baby Mothman.
Another shitty fact here. Church towers are common nesting places for barn owls, which
Everyone's
non-believers claim
that.
Led to the legend of Owlman.
Everyone's been saying that.
Worthless fact. This sucks. Why even make this article?
Look, owls like high up places in the top of church towers.
I think most people just know that. Whenever Owlman makes an appearance, a loud owl-like sound can be heard coming from its black mouth. I fucking hate how they're referring to this as an owl-like sound. Do you mean a screech? A loud screech? Say screech. Don't say owl-like sound.
I saw a video recently where a barn owl made that sound.
Do it again.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Whoa, it's an owl. That's so good, dude. Oh, what the fuck?
I do bird calls for a living.
This is actually some interesting information. Owlman is a monstrous creature that resembles three beings. Do you want to take a guess at what they are?
Monstrous beings is in other cryptids?
Other normal creatures. Animals, yeah.
I would guess an owl.
Okay.
A crab.
Okay.
And a human.
Human and owl are right. Number three. I don't know where the crab shit came from. I have not seen that backed up anywhere. It's not on any of the drawings. Like, that might just be complete horse shit. I don't know where that came from. But, lastly, an owl man is a monstrous creature that resembles three beings. A human, an owl, and a bear.
What the hell?
Which, I mean, kind of makes sense to me. It's a huge guy.
No, he's 5 foot tall.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
like, if it was a bear, he'd be scary.
All right, so it's part bear, part owl, part man, part crab. This thing is crazy.
Man, bear, pig. 50% bear, 50% man, 50% pig.
Yeah. Owlman's large flapping wings are covered in grayish-brown feathers.
Did
just like the rest
actually
of his
believe
body
that?
Less. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Most of the Owlman sightings took place between 1976 and 1977, which was a popular time for supernatural activity. There were also a large number of UFO sightings in the region, sightings of Morgar, the Cornish sea serpent, and sightings of the Cornish mystery big cats.
Bro, they are making shit up for tourism.
Well, guess
100%.
What? They're adding stuff for fucking Goblin Hour topics. I'm writing. I already have the Morgar down.
That's the Cornwall serpent?
Yeah, the Cornish sea serpent. And then the Cornish mystery big cats. I've never fucking heard of that.
What is it called?
Cornish mystery big cats.
Was there no name like Morgar, though?
No.
Nothing from Lord of the Rings?
No.
Take Morgar, slay it,
do
obtain a tooth, throw it into the fires of Mordor.
No, I don't think I have Morgar,
forge
actually.
The ring of one power.
Man, this document I have is crazy.
Lord of the Rings fan. It's good, but I know there's a lot more. Hello to our fans out there.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen it, so I can't weigh in.
Really? What about The Hobbit?
No.
That is very interesting. You plan on reading it or watching it?
I tried listening to it at work one day, and it was the most boring shit in the world. Like, honestly.
From what I've heard, Tolkien has so many embellishments and very...
He has, like, negative style. Like, that book was, like, it started...
Riz.
Dude, it started kind of interesting, where he's, like, his relative died, and he's like, okay, it's your turn to go on a big journey now.
Yeah.
And, but then as soon as it got going, it was like, there were some guys like 90 feet back following us, but we stopped and we had a delicious meal. Then we went to bed. Then we got up and we walked some more and then we had a delicious meal and went to bed. Then, we saw like this crazy tree and then we had a delicious meal and went to bed. Like every other second they're talking about what food they're eating and it's not really that interesting.
Is so it?
I was not interested.
From Frodo's perspective?
I think it's following him, but it's third person, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it was like, I grabbed my backpack.
Because I was going to say, it would make more sense then, because hobbits are known for a couple things.
Yeah, no, it's narrated.
A lot is one of them.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm fine if they eat, but you got to make that shit interesting. And it was not in that book.
Gandalf
clearly,
whipped up the best mashed potatoes.
Gandalf made fucking mac and cheese. It was crazy. No, whatever. Clearly, I'm wrong, since, you know, this book is... beloved by so many. Well, the movies are beloved, but it's became a huge franchise. They made a game.
You also have another very hot topic as far as some movies go, and my fiance agrees with you.
That I don't like Harry Potter?
Oh, I was going to say Godfather.
Godfather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one...
You thought it was a mid-movie.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but I kind of think I was wrong, because after we had the discussion in class, and a lot of people were pointing out really good observations, I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't even consider that.
I
and
need
so
you
I
to
gotta rewatch it.
Convince my fiance. I have no stake in the game. I was just the one to tell her that it's considered the best of all time. And she's
yeah,
like,
people
I
think
showed
it's
it
goated.
To her. And then she's like, I don't understand what's so good about it. I don't know. I have no basis. I'm just telling you what other people know, but I feel responsible that it sucks.
I'll rewatch it at some point.
You two need to watch it together.
But yeah,
but
you should
are
watch...
just gonna be the hater group, so I don't know if you should.
No, because I'm more it's like one that I am interested in enjoying. Because, I don't know, I was critical of it, but I also was watching it in a classroom. So
that's
that might
fair.
Affect it. I wasn't at home, I wasn't comfy, I wasn't eating popcorn.
You come to me,
on the day of my daughter's wedding.
And then he does a thing. I liked the first part of the movie. I thought the performances were good. I can't hate on that. And there were parts I thought were awesome. There's a part where they're in the fucking diner and he shoots him.
Yeah.
That was sick.
So I love talking about that scene because you have the train going the whole
time.
This
is the fucking Godfather segment.
It's his bro.
Oh, I know. That was awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah, that part was really good.
His internal monologue is just this running train.
Yeah.
But it's actually within the scene. They're under the L. Actually, I don't think it's in Chicago. It's in New York.
No, it's diegetic and it's non-diegetic at the same time. It's really cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But I took a class on The Godfather in high school. I think I told you that.
You did, yeah, which I don't even fucking understand how that's like a high school class.
We had mini-mester for all of January where you have to take just English class, and it's just the month of January. You have to take English class and math class, and then you have basically electives that you get to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do something else depending on your grade. For freshmen, it's go see Oklahoma because you do Oklahoma history that year. And then sophomore year, it's service hours because we had to do that. Junior and senior year, it's travel abroad or do internships.
Yeah.
So I did sophomore year, we did the Godfather class. And so you got to look for the oranges. The oranges are very significant in that class.
Okay. I think we may have talked about that in the discussion, but
Whenever he's rubbing his face, the day of my daughter's wedding, it's very... It means something. You just gotta watch.
I'm gonna
tell the listeners.
Yeah, check out Godfather, guys. Little known indie film. I think it actually kind of wasn't an indie film when it started. Like it saved the film industry. I know that.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't have the context of that.
No, it was like a massive fucking thing. It was like, it either reminded people movies could be good or something. I don't know. I have notes from that class. Whatever. That's things that are bullshit.
Call me out.
Don't worry about it, guys. It's fucking Goblin Hour. All right? Chill out.
Yeah, I've been seeing people talk about that way with Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Because they're saying, I saw someone say, this movie really felt like it movied.
Yeah.
And other movies been kind of cheap and poorly done recently.
I got to get back into movies. I haven't seen a movie in a theater in a while.
I'm a big fan of the medium.
All right. Even though Owlman is able to stand and walk like a man, it is also able to lift in the air and fly like an owl. Dog shit fact. Fucking obviously.
Owlman can fly like an
owl. Wow, really? For an unexplained reason, Owlman seems to only appear in front of young girls.
Are you talking about Drake?
Yeah,
right now?
That's Drake.
Damn, what the?
That's what everyone's been saying.
Allegations.
Kendrick's been ripping him apart for it, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
Kendrick's dropping that he has a secret daughter somewhere.
Millie Bobby Brown was a fucking
what if
child
that's his daughter?
When they started hanging out. Ooh.
That's the Kendrick beat? Kendrick lore?
Yeah, no, Owlman probably a pedophile if he's real.
Confirmed.
Yeah, but Owlman...
It is strange how he's only ever...
God, fucking... The last fact sucks ass. Owlman goes by many names. The creature is also known as Cornish Owlman or the Owlman of Manwan.
The Owlman is called Owlman, guys.
What a good fact. Thank you. All right, look at this. Describe this cool picture. This one's actually sick. Might be the thumbnail.
Yeah, like I said, it is kind of like a Scooby-Doo-esque villain. It's got talons, but they are... five-fingered talons, as you would see on a human hand. Except, you know, very bony, thin. Then we have an owl standing at, you know, a good 5 feet tall. Or friend feet tall.
A nice, respectable 5 feet tall.
And it's standing as if it were a human, but it seems to be an owl. Its head is a little more detached from its body, as if it has some sort of neck, which is not typical to the owls. It seems to have shoulders as well. Normally when you think of an owl, I would say you can think of an almond shape. This is much more human shaped, so I hope. And also, I don't know if owls have knees like humans, where they bend, you know, they don't probably have butts.
I think they
butt
kind
to
of,
ankle,
I believe, no.
Instead
I
of
know.
Like a horse where it goes
there are animals
hip
that,
to ankle.
Like I know flamingos have a bendable knee. I know that ostriches do. Emus do, but I don't know if it extends to these guys.
With an eagle and all that, I don't know.
I'm not
an avian expert,
I'm
going
to guess they do, because I think they're closer to chickens than anything, and chickens definitely don't
chickens
stay
run.
Locked in
yeah.
at their fucking...
But even then, horses go... No, horses have normal knees. What are the ones that go backwards?
Maybe... I don't know. I don't even
Neither
think
do
about
I.
it. Fuck this. That's scaring me.
Elites. You don't like the
animal? Elites in Halo. Alright, yeah, so this one, last one, Cryptid Wiki... I'm not sure exactly where the information fully falls on here. So I'm just going to sort of skip a lot of this because we know a lot of this. We've looked it over. Cryptid Wiki, generally a great resource for finding stuff out about this. So I recommend you guys check it out. Go to the Cryptid Wiki and read over a lot of these because they have so many pictures. Yeah, Cryptid Wiki is now officially a sponsor of Goblin Hour.
God, that'd be awesome.
All right. Yeah, no, that would be sick, but I don't think it's going to happen because we make fun of them too much. Page. But, holy shit, there's one where he looks jacked. Here, I'll show you that. Top left, it's just a jacked owl man body. It's hot as hell there.
That's legitimately Batman without wearing the suit. Mm-hmm. Just swole as ever. Oh my god. His forearm is thicker than his, what's it called? Than
his COCK.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I think if that's not true for you, you either have no forearms or you're like, you're really packing a monster.
I was gonna say built like something, and then you just, yeah, my brain went to there. But no, this looks like Batman wearing his cape and cowl, shredded as ever. Think Parmesan from Olive Garden, shredded.
Yep. Olive Garden fucking sucks, by the way. I'm going to say that loud and proud. Disgusting, you know, restaurant.
Willow's friend that you've met, your nemesis, our tribal.
I haven't met her.
Wow, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because you two know of each other so well and have never actually met. She's a bartender at Olive Garden.
Wow. Does she hate it? She actually asked us to
come pull up at some point so she could give us 25% off and a free dessert.
Yeah, bring a fucking lunchbox, because eating at Olive Garden is a bad choice. Restaurant is disgusting.
What is this hate for Olive Garden? Where's it coming from?
I went there.
Is it the food?
Yeah, the food sucks. The atmosphere sucks. Everything is stupid. When
the breadsticks are good.
No, they're not. They are fucking fine at best. But they like brought the salad out for me and my my coworker who I was there with, and we're sitting there eating our salad or whatever, and they're like, are you guys okay with all the toppings? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And she's like, okay, cool. And my friend goes, yeah, I'm not really in, I don't want those toppings. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll just get different ones. And she's like, no, it comes with, like, we're gonna give you one huge bowl of salad. Yeah. And you serve it to yourself. And we got it, and it wasn't even a good salad.
No, so our mutual acquaintance that you've never met has said that the salad comes, I think, pre-made with all the toppings on it, so they can't remove them.
Yeah, well, she was able to, like, I guess she picked them out, but she put the black olives on the side, and I was like, well, I asked for these, I better eat them. And then I tried to eat one with the salad, and I was like, oh, I do not like this at all. This is fucking gross.
I don't like black olives. I don't eat salad that often, let alone black olives.
I'll recommend something you don't get. They have a thing where you can try multiple dishes. Tour of Italy.
It is good.
It's not. Tour of Italy was gross.
It's a chicken parm, it's some noodles, and it's a lasagna.
It all sucked. It was so much food. It was like really filling, but not very good.
I can agree to that. I mean, the only reason I would slightly stand Olive Garden.
No.
My dad and I used to go after a baseball game.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's a memory.
Yeah. We would get chicken Alfredo.
I didn't grow up with it. You know somewhere I will stand, though, that I think gets a bad rap from people I know?
Arby's?
Everyone else likes it. No.
Arby's is my hot take.
Arby's is okay. I don't know.
Exactly.
But the place that I will go out to bat for, fucking Chili's.
Oh, God, no. I've been talking to you about this recently.
Chili's is delicious. What do you mean, oh, God, no?
Because there's some... I had to go to a dinner with a group of 16 other people. And we had to find a place to go. And we went to Chili's last semester. In my mind, Chili's food is also fine.
In my mind, it's delicious.
It's okay. I'm not in love with
the food.
Their menu
has so much variety. The ambiance is always amazing. The food is delicious, but go on. Keep talking your slander.
Chili's, it's kind of the same to me, where you get you and I, when we've gone, we've gotten the barbecue special,
like barbecue
2 for $20.
Comes with some corn. You can get a barbecue quesadilla.
It's got jalapenos.
It's like Mexican
it's
corn. What are you talking about? It's
weird.
What do you
Tex-Mex
mean, weird?
Is not real Mexican food. Let's get
it
straight.
Yeah, it's not. It's its own food. It's also delicious.
I don't know if I like Tex-Mex. I'll put it out there. I think I'm... Well, except I like Chipotle.
Computer,
but
kill
I don't know
this
if I
guy.
Call that. No, I'm...
I don't know.
I've been making street tacos. Definitely not the authentic way, but my way.
They're coming pretty good.
They're
I did something fucking crazy recently. And it came out good as hell.
You want to explain?
This is called Goblin Hour Ben's Curry Hack. To all you listeners, here's what you do. You get your rice cooker out. Put in the rice with whatever instructions on the package. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how to do that. But then you hit cook. While the rice is cooking, you get a... And this is something Willow's going to be incredibly happy to hear.
Most anticipated Goblin Hour guest ever, by the way.
Yeah. I get my can of Progresso, like beef pot roast stew or whatever.
Yeah.
It has like corn, carrots. Corn. Like potato.
Yeah.
Carrots. Beef. Maybe some other vegetables. And then I get that on to, like, heat it up. The package says not to boil it, but I boiled it. It doesn't fucking matter.
The soup?
Yeah.
That's weird that it wouldn't say to boil it.
Yeah, it just wants you to heat it up. But maybe that one's okay to boil. I don't know. But what I do, I make a cornstarch slurry, and I put a pack of, like, curry
powder,
you know, one of those things. It's not really a powder. It's, like, this weird paste that you break off and put in. It's authentic. It's, like, the S&G brand. I put it in. Stir it around, make a cornstarch slurry, add a little bit so it's thickened, eat that with my rice. It tasted so good. It was like a very easy, fake-ass, not authentic, a Japanese person would be disgusted if they saw me make it curry.
Oh, so it's a Japanese curry, not an Indian curry.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I imagined Indian curry.
No. But it was, I was impressed. I was like, wow, I can't believe this came out so good.
What is a curry, by definition?
I think it's just the spices in like a, I don't know, because Japanese curry is really different.
Japanese and Indian.
Yeah, no, it's too different. I can't speak on that.
You're just the resident chef.
No, I'm not. I just like cooking.
Resident? Yeah, you are definitely the most, I'd say you're probably more knowledgeable in terms and facts than I am.
Yeah, I think you get more practice than I do, though.
We cook a lot.
Yeah. All right, anyway, here are the comments. Sorry for that big fucking segue,
The one last thing I want to say.
On Chili's?
No, but another restaurant I stand, and I need to put people on, because it's so good. If you're in rural Oklahoma, Charlie's Chicken is...
Oh, fuck yeah.
It is so good.
Charlie's Chicken is really good.
I miss it every time I come to Norman. It is...
I think there's probably one kind of... Let me look.
I don't know where the closest one is. I want to open one, just so I have all, like, 100% access to it.
Yeah, the chicken's really good. They have great rolls.
Corn Dodgers are amazing.
Get the honey, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad would always get the stewed tomatoes. The green beans are great. Mashed potatoes were super fucking good.
I've never heard anyone complain about Charlie's Chicken.
Now, if you complain about Charlie's Chicken, frankly, kill yourself. Like, it is one of the best restaurants in the world.
One of the other places I've really been craving...
Damn, the closest one is 100 miles away.
See, that's what I'm saying. The other place I've been craving... Small town called Skytook, Oklahoma. Go to Tasty Freeze. Get a burger and a shake. Oh my, it is 1,000 times better than In-N-Out. I am starting to realize because I'm also becoming biased.
Oh yeah, In-N-Out's not that good.
Yeah, no. I used to think it was the GOAT, and then I've heard people slander it, and then it made me realize I was valuing it way too high.
Yeah, no, I think In-N-Out's probably
fine. I want Shake Shack again, too.
But like the idea of going to In-N-Out, like... In-N-Out's probably a really good restaurant if you live around it, because it's like, oh, there's a pretty good burger.
But if you're traveling to go and eat In-N-Out,
like, what the fuck are you doing? You're an idiot. Like, if you're getting it while you're there, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're like, oh, I can't wait to go to fucking In-N-Out, like, it just looks good. It's so overhyped.
Yeah, that's fair. I saw this pair of twins recently. They IRL streamed. They were comparing In-N-Out to Whataburger. As far as fries, drink, value, and burger. And
yeah.
I think Whataburger didn't end up winning.
Yeah, Whataburger definitely has better fries.
Just because they had... I think they said the big decider was how massive the drink was from Whataburger.
Oh, yeah. You get huge fucking cups portion. From Whataburger.
Well, the burgers way bigger than
burgers
In-N-Out,
are wide
too.
As hell, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whataburger's weird. Sometimes I really like it, and sometimes I'm like, ugh.
I feel terrible after I eat it.
Oh, Whataburger sits with you forever.
But it tastes
Is this
good.
Even going to be in? This is so
I don't really hope so. I mean... I love food.
We'll see. We'll see how I'm looking at it later. But anyway, comments. Guys, remember, this episode was originally about the Owl Man. Don't forget the Owl Man. Here's some comments. This is from Wowie 2 from 1/17/2022. This is possibly rumored to be in Cornwall because owls are very popular there. Wow, incredible.
Bro, shut up.
Then we have Crate.idea from December of 2021. This, sir, shares a lot with Mothman. What else is weird is almost all the sightings were near the same church. I think... What the fuck? No, it wasn't. Mothman is in the... It's in...
bomb
Pleasant on. Point, Virginia.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What the fuck is this? This next comment is from ID Spa 618-2020. These are creepy And he included a JPEG of two fucking aliens.
Wait, two aliens or two aliens that are...
No, they're aliens. They're definitely not related.
Well, I would hope they're not related if they're consummated.
They're not doing that.
Okay. Well, that was the word you picked, so...
I didn't say that.
You said two consummating...
No, I just said aliens. Two aliens.
You threw the F word in there, and I'm swapping it.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. I think I've seen this dude in Ocarina of Time. Okay.
Is there a big owl monster in Ocarina of Time?
Maybe.
That's before.
Oh yeah,
time.
There is. No, there is. There's a. He lets you save, or at least he does in Majora's Mask. I didn't play much of that one. Anyway,
actually, I feel like I might have seen him in Tears of the Kingdom.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I haven't finished that game. Go ahead.
Pretty cool. Next, my dude, I'm sorry, but this is just an owl. Most owls have strange colors when you shine a flashlight on them. So is the Flatwoods Monster and Mothman. But nonetheless, I still find them cool. Man, fuck you, Hiccup Suck One.
But hey, is that another monster? The Flatwoods?
Maybe. I don't know. The Flatwoods Monster, yeah. I guess I'll write it down. It's probably more of the same thing, but probably, you know, whatever.
Oh, you want to hear what my Flat original Woods thought, my monster image was when I was thinking Owlman?
Yeah.
The first thing that came to my mind was from a show that you showed me, Jujutsu Kaisen. One of the characters has these curses.
Is it Shikigami or something?
Yeah, and
the
so
character
he has,
Megumi.
Yeah, he has animals, monsters that he can summon, and one of them is an owl man that
thing,
also has electricity.
Niue.
Niue, yes.
Yeah.
So, viewers, you can check that out. That's my first impression of what I thought Owlman looked
That's
like.
Aiden's anime recommendation for the week. End of that segment. All right. Could be the same creature that inspire Harpy and Siren's myth.
There's no way. This was in 1976, dummy.
Interesting theory, said Crate Idea 2 years later.
Bro, that person commented and responded in this thread.
I know. He loved discussing this with people. What? There's been a recent sighting that happened last month. That was in 2019? Okay.
We've
Mothman, Owlman, Goatman, what else? Whaleman.
Did you write that on, or was that what the person wrote?
He wrote that. Sure. These are all comments right now.
Interesting.
Now some people responded to this. Where the Wendigo roams said Pokemon. Then Battletank 1025 said Slenderman. Then where the Wendigo roams said... Oh, man, again.
Battle Tank he made a creeper joke, dude. Get this out of my timeline.
Yeah, no, these people are not awesome. These comments kind of, like, are not flames.
These headphones are as bad as these comments.
You don't like the headphones?
I have gigantic ears.
Yeah, I guess we've also been wearing
head
them for a long time. All right.
Well, 10 of the minutes were me talking to myself.
Yeah. Who put the misidentification category? That's just plain stupid. It's like calling the Cottingley fairies a misidentification of cardboard cutouts.
Bro is very upset about the technicalities.
Godzilla something 2004, Ex-Mothra 2004 said remove that category and the hoax category as well, since there's no proof of it being a hoax thus far.
Is Mothra based on Mothman?
Maybe. I don't think
but
so.
It's a kaiju,
I think
right?
he existed
so
before
Japanese.
It. Wish I could delete my comments, whatever. So who's going to add the sighting of when three boys were chased by the Owlman? Fuck off. God, why does this person keep commenting? It's the same Godzilla 2004.
Oh.
And he's commenting, like, different points in time. Like, at his first comment that I've been able to see is, like, August fucking 14th. Then he comes back on August 20th.
Bro is a fan. He's staying in the thread.
His first time here was August 20th, 2017. Then he responded to a comment a year later. Then he responded to another comment a few months after that. This guy needs to do other things.
Get a hobby.
But he drew a picture of Owlman and Mothman shaking hands, so I'll show that to you in a minute. The fans seem to like it. So we have Mothman, Frogman, Owlman, Batman, Spider-Man. What's next? Bashing Rang Sharkman? Basking Sharkman?
This annoys me so much. They're saying the same thing.
Yeah,
just read
the same
thread.
Joke. And the joke isn't that funny to begin with. It's a more accurate Mothman, or a Chinese bootleg Mothman. What the fuck? These are like AI
Chinese
comments.
Chinese bootleg.
And the first two sightings are believed to be a part of a hoax. Could it be possible that the other witnesses made it up as well in order to get attention? Yeah, sure. Of course. That's how hoaxes work. who'd win in a fight between Owlman and Mothman? Mothman would win.
Clears.
Yeah, that's the first comment, too. Mothman has more abilities. To tell me what his abilities are and put them in alphabetical or numerical order.
No way someone said that.
Did.
Oh my gosh.
You're so fucking stupid. You're on the Cryptid Wiki. Just look it up.
I'm cringing right now. Can we not?
Owlman is just Mothman, but instead of Moth, he is an owl. He is so cool. My dad lives in England. Yes, it was called the Death Raptor on Monster Quest and other cryptozoological shows. Isn't his other name Death Raptor? Subspecies of Mothman. All here. Poor Mothman doesn't get as much love as his Yankee cousin. Maybe if he had... What the fuck? Maybe if he had telephoned a journalist and spoke to him with Microsoft Sam's voice, he'd be more popular. But seriously, owls are also in Owlman poems.
I'm not liking this thread.
Yeah, these comments fucking sucked.
You're also running into the mic.
Probably the worst comment section I've ever seen. Sorry for running into the mic, fans. All right, we're done. That's Owlman.
We went through our material?
Yeah.
Good. This guy sucks.
Yeah, this guy does suck. The audience will not be clapping for Owlman. I think this... Whatever, he's real, but I will fucking kill him if I saw him.
He does not stand a chance. Unless it's the super swole one.
Unless it's like the jacked one with crab claws and it flies at me and I'm not paying attention. But like, this is... Whatever. I fucking hate Owlman. All right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No. I'm sorry I ruined the monkey.
It's okay, dude.
But I will plug Goblin Hour.
Please.
Every Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Stay tuned.
That's more like once a month at random day and time.
Hey, I'm just making the viewers check in, all right?
Yeah, check in. Re-listen to some episodes. You got to check out Jersey Devil episode. That's what Aiden's from originally.
Make sure you like and comment in any episode that you listen to. Helps feed the algorithm.
Feeds the algorithm, and I would also just love to know what you thought about some of these crazy creatures, you know? That's what we do it for, the love of the game.
Love of the game.
All right, man.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I'm going to cut that.
That's fair.
But
it's definitely copyrighted.
All right, gamers. Thank you for watching Goblin Hour.
I would clap if I had two hands.
Yeah, you can't. Bye-bye.